Hi, everyone, and welcome to HealthWorks Here. I'm Kelsey Magnuson, Community Benefits Manager at Emerson Health. Our guest today is Dr. Laura Silk, a Concord native who has truly come full circle. After studying at Middlesex School, Harvard, and UMass Medical, she returned home to care for women in her community. She's the associate chair of OBGYN at Emerson Health and runs her own private practice, AFA-OBGYN, and even graced the cover of Boston Magazine as one of Emerson's top docs. Her passion lies in patient-centered and menopausal care and in helping women live their best lives. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Silk.
Thanks for having me, Kelsey. I'm so excited to be here. This is one of my favorite topics because it really can change the quality of life for women.
I'm so excited to dive deeper into this conversation. We've been focused on various topics of menopause, and today we're going to be diving into hormone replacement therapy, which is often referred to as HRT. So let's start at the beginning. What's the main hormone involved in this type of therapy?
The backbone of menopausal hormone therapy is estrogen. It's the hormone most directly helping with hot flashes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, sleep quality, mood, and overall well-being.
Sounds like that could really be a magic solution that makes a difference for a lot of women going through these rough symptoms. Are there concerns or risks related to estrogen use?
Yes. Estrogen isn't for everyone. It should not be used in women with a history of blood clots, uncontrolled high blood pressure, or hormone-sensitive cancers. That's why an individualized discussion with a trusted medical provider is so important.
Yeah, I recently had a conversation focused on menopause, and the theme was really about being open and honest about symptoms with a provider and to continue the conversation about how women are feeling in order to get the support and solutions they need. So what's the recommended timing and dosage for estrogen?
The best time to start estrogen is within the first 5 years of menopause. So to get granular, this all started with the Women's Health Initiative study that came out in the early 2000s. It changed the landscape because it raised concerns about hormone therapy and specifically the risks of breast cancer and blood clots. Many women and providers became very hesitant to use estrogen. But when we look more carefully at the data and the many studies that have followed, our understanding has evolved. We now talk about what's called the timing hypothesis or critical window theory. The idea that if estrogen is started around the natural time of menopause, ideally within about 5 years, not only can it be very effective for relieving symptoms, but it may also provide long-term benefits for cardiovascular and bone health. And when started during that window, the risks we worry about, like breast cancer and blood clots, are much lower than we originally thought. Once we start hormone therapy, then we can fine-tune the dosage.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, and I think it's helpful to recognize the risks and also how it can benefit and how to continue to have those conversations. So if estrogen is the base hormone, what comes next?
The next layer is progesterone, but only if women have a uterus. Estrogen alone stimulates the uterine lining, and this can cause things like irregular bleeding, precancerous changes, and very rarely cancer. Progesterone protects the lining.
Are there any specific risks with progesterone?
It's considered to be very safe. Some breast cancers are progesterone sensitive, so we're careful with a history of breast cancer. But there's no risks of blood clots or thromboembolic disease, and progesterone can sometimes make people sleep better.
We all know how important sleep is, so that is very helpful. So we've talked about estrogen, we've talked about progesterone, and then I hear people talking about testosterone, which I normally associate with men. Is it important for women too?
Certainly. Actually, women make testosterone as well, but just in smaller amounts. Although not FDA approved for women, low-dose testosterone therapy can help with things like libido, energy, bone health, and even joint pain and sleep quality.
All right, so that's a major player too and can do a lot. What about risks associated with testosterone?
Well, the biggest thing is that there can be bothersome side effects of extra hair growth in a male pattern, But that is usually minimal, and we have suggestions to help with that.
Okay, good. Full of suggestions, which is really helpful. So now that we have a basic understanding of the three main hormones, again, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, can you talk about how these hormones are delivered?
Sure. Historically, everything was in oral pills. So you take a pill, you swallow it, and you would absorb it through the GI tract. The thing is, when you absorb something through your GI tract, it is metabolized through the liver. It's absorbed through the liver. And this can unfortunately stimulate clotting factors that increase the risk for DVT, pulmonary embolism, stroke. So now we really recommend transdermal estrogen patches with names like Climera or Vivel Dot, or gels with names like Divigel, all things that go on the skin and are absorbed slowly through the skin in a nice, even amount, can be really easy to use and safer because they don't pass through the liver.
It's great that they're coming up with new ways to make this even safer for women. What about progesterone? How is that one given?
Progesterone is given in one of two ways. You can either do it orally or through an IUD. When I give it orally, I like to use micronized progesterone at night. This doesn't have the problem of the liver pass and blood clotting, and it is very well tolerated, and it helps women with sleep. The other way I give progesterone is with an IUD, and that can be placed in an office appointment and lasts for 5 to 8 years. It's also super helpful when people need contraception or when they have heavy bleeding.
I know I have lots of reminders to take any medication. So any way to make it easier is very helpful. We all live busy lives and want to make things as efficient and safe as possible. What about testosterone? How is that one typically given?
For testosterone, it's usually given transdermally or in a pellet form. I use carefully compounded pellets through a company called BioT, which maintains strict quality standards. Patients are often very, very happy with the results. The pellets are placed underneath the skin in an office visit and last for 3 to 4 months, so it's super convenient.
Once again, these convenient options that are great. I love hearing about all of this. What are some of the most popular hormone therapy combinations?
Probably my go-to is the estrogen patch paired with a Mirena IUD. It's simple, safe, you don't have to think about uterine protection. Another excellent option is the estrogen patch with the micronized Prometrium at night, which, as I said previously, can help with sleep.
If you don't take it at night, does it cause fatigue? And are there concerns around that?
Yes, yeah, some people are more sensitive. There are different doses, and we can lower a dose if someone has insomnia.
Again, why it's so important to have those open communications. This has been such a great overview of HRT, hormone replacement therapy, and I appreciate that you used a lot of the brand names that people might be hearing on their social media or on TV, as we know that these advertisements come in. So having a further explanation is great that we can know what each one does and how it can be most helpful. What are your last words of advice?
I guess two thoughts. One is menopause is not one size fits all. It can be life-changing, but it needs to be personalized. So please talk to your OBGYN or your menopause certified provider about your own personal risks and your own personal goals. And the second one is, I see a lot of my patients going to online companies for hormone therapy, and it's just underscoring how much need there is and how women are really trying to find a better answer. Your OBGYN is happy to speak with you, or any of the providers in my office, the midwives, the nurse practitioners are happy to speak to you about what's going on. They believe you. So the online companies are highlighting that there is a problem, but we are here to help and listen to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Silk.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun.
Thanks for listening to Emerson HealthWorks Here podcast. Make sure to catch the next episode by subscribing to the HealthWorks Here podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts can be heard. And visit emersonhealth.org/podcast. To learn more or schedule an appointment with Dr. Silk, visit afaobgyn.com or call 978-371-1396.